Expectations.
Well, that's, but you should have to worry about that.
Oh, well, because it was right there. I didn't know if this was ready, it could be put up, you've already done it.
Well, okay. What we're doing, we're saving what I'm doing.
No,
you don't, you just ignore it. You don't have to do it. So,
okay, it's
if
on
you
my
see
staff.
It, if you see it laying
okay,
there.
Wait. It was on my staff on the producer. So I'm asking, are you done with it?
Yes,
this is for me to do. This is, I'm not done with you, so that's why I was asking.
No, you got it.
Okay.
You're mine. No, but with him. But no, after I checked and explained it up to the fine match up with the charge, so that's two things to make sure that and they can see verify that the dictation was done right for the dictation. Stay on the chart. Yes, sir. Mr. Brennan, this is Dr. Halvider, Dr. Deese. I saw you earlier.
Yes, sir.
The nurse let you go. I didn't mean for you to go quite yet. I was waiting to see how you responded to that shot, but did the shot help out? All right. So you were telling me you have migraines occasionally, right? And this one cleared up on you and everything like that. And you've had some medication that you've taken in the past, but not recently. Is that what you told me, I think? So what has helped you with the headaches in the past? Anything that's been pretty effective?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You said Excedrin doesn't usually do... I'm sorry, go ahead. Dad? Yes, sir. Excedrin, you tried that? You can take maybe two, like a double, triple, even maybe a quadruple dose occasionally, but they have caffeine and aspirin, so they seem to be maybe better than Advil or Tylenol alone. But they do have some new pills, okay? There's two or three different ones out there. They're really very, very effective. They're much more effective even than like the Imitrex or some amitriptyline like you've taken before. You probably would be a good candidate for that, but to get them, they're kind of hard to come by because they're kind of expensive. So the best thing to do is actually to go see a neurologist or someone like that who can prescribe them for you. Sometimes we prescribe them, but then there's some issues trying to get them filled with the insurance and stuff like that. Have you ever seen a neurologist for your headaches? But you would say you have them about how often? Sir? Recently? Okay, but you've been having this one pretty steady the past couple weeks? All right. Well, there's also a pill like the shot I gave you. It comes in a pill. You can only take it for about 5 days, okay? But I could call that in for you, or we could call it in for you, and at least you'd have that to take to try to see if that would have something on hand. You know, you can take it every 4 to 6 hours. You don't have to take it regularly, but when you have the headache, it might be beneficial. You have good insurance, it looks like, right? You have Blue Cross Blue Shield. Do you have a primary doctor or anybody like that that you go see? Well, that's okay, but you do have a doctor at Calvary, right? So that's a good clinic. It's just kind of hard to get in there sometimes. But I would recommend making an appointment and going there as well and tell them about the headaches and say, you know, you can look it up online. Just look up it online. It's just like, say, new pill for migraines. And it's going to pull them up, okay? And read about them. And then go. And then I would go to your PCP and ask him, well, hey, I'd like to try that. Can you help me to get some? And then he can decide, or they can decide whether you need to go to a neurologist or not. But that's really the best treatment available nowadays. The problem is just getting them from the insurance company, getting the insurance company to cover them. Okay, they're very safe, not addicting, and work real well. But I'm going to call in the Toradol pills for you, and I'm recommend following up with your doctor there at Calvary. Does that sound okay? What pharmacy do you use? Right here in town? Which one? Cleveland Pharmacy, right? And just across the street from us, right? Yeah, okay. We're going to call your prescription in there, like what I just told you about, okay? Yeah, but I would go ahead and make an appointment with somebody at Calvary because it takes a little while to get in there, right? And then you at least have the appointment and then kind of go from there. But hopefully the headaches go away, you know, drinking. Like you say, you still can take Excedrin, rest. You know, drink coffee, things like that. How about stress in your life and everything? Has it been stressful? Okay. Well, you may need other tests done, okay? Sometimes people with headaches, they have to get CAT scans and stuff like that to check them out. But that's why the fact that it responded to the Toradol doesn't suggest it's anything, you know, more serious or urgent. But let's see how it goes, okay? You always have the option to go to the emergency room, but you don't want to do that unless you really feel like you need to, but that's okay. All right, so we're going to call the Cleveland Pharmacy and call this in for you and let you follow up like we talked about. Let us know if anything else we can do to help you, okay? Bye. Thank you.
fully against your feminist report, making the quote on
Great, yeah.
Okay.
What school do you go to?
I go to Cleveland High School.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll kick you over a little bit, okay? If you don't ever have trouble like breathing too much, asthma, anything like that, you don't have to run and train back for the same call. Every day, you know, catch y'all out and eat everything. There's you say hi to your that's really critical, yes, sir. Absolutely. Kick your throat with it, you know? Yeah, that's very, very important. Yeah, so y'all run in the evening, the morning, and
well, we have athletics at what time is it? At 11.
Okay.
So we have breakfast for like an hour and a half. And then we stop.
You guys only have that hour and a half? We have to go again.
No, just an hour.
We're done. That's enough. I know the day. Yeah. Take a big breath. To the front, which is come over here to me and play out. And it forms into the front, which means it's good in that. And then take it right exit. All right, we'll see you.
Goodbye, sir.